A crisis does not announce itself. It hits the house in a way that forces your hand. You hear water pushing through a split line. You smell gas rising in a warning that tightens your chest. You see a flash from an appliance that should have stayed quiet. In each moment, you stand between control and damage. You do not get to think long. You move. You reach for valves, panels, and switches that only matter when everything turns against you. The floor might be wet. The air might be sharp. The room might carry heat. None of that changes the job. You need to know where to stand, what to touch, and how to shut each system down without adding risk. You hold the line by keeping your steps clean and your focus tight. The house depends on you staying steady. Chapter 1. Water shutoff under pressure. You start with the water system because it is the one that gives you the smallest window for error. A leak grows fast. It spreads across floors and into walls. It weakens surfaces and hides behind trim before you even know the extent. You control it by knowing exactly where the main shutoff valve sits in your home. You do not wait for trouble to teach you the layout. You walk the path now while the house is calm. You head to the front boundary of the property and trace the line that leads toward the house. Some homes place the main valve in a ground box close to the street. Others keep it inside near the foundation or utility room. You study your own structure and find the valve with a steady dose of patience. You crouch. You check lighting. You clear debris so you can see the handle without strain. This location matters because a leak never arrives with fair timing. When the floor is wet and noise fills the room, you need to reach this point with confidence. You inspect the valve without turning it. You look at the metal surface and note any corrosion or worn patches. You check whether the handle shape gives you strong grip. A round handle might need more force. A lever handle might move quickly but may resist if it has not been touched in years. You give slight pressure to learn its stiffness. You do not force anything. You only want to know how the metal behaves. This information stays with you because crisis does not offer second chances. A stuck valve during a leak is a problem you can avoid by learning its condition now. You clear the access path. Tight areas slow you down. Clutter doubles the risk. You remove stored boxes, loose bags, or anything that could catch your foot when you move toward the valve in a hurry. You respect the space around it. You know that one stumble during a leak can cost valuable seconds. You test the path by walking it twice. You turn. You kneel. You confirm that you can reach the valve with one hand while the other braces for balance. These dry runs matter more than people think. Muscle memory is what keeps you steady when panic tries to shake your focus. You rehearse the shutoff motion. You place your hand on the handle and pull with slow intention. You want to feel the range of motion. For a round handle, you rotate clockwise to close. For a lever handle, you turn it so it sits perpendicular to the pipe. You do not close it today. You only practice the shape of the movement. The body remembers these small details. When water rushes and noise takes over, your hand will know what to do, even if your thoughts feel scattered. You imagine the noise of a sudden break. It starts as a hiss or a sharp spray. The floor darkens. Water moves toward any low point it can find. You step into this scenario with a serious mindset. You see the hallway floor filling with thin layers of water. You hear the steady beat of a line under pressure. You know you do not have time to search for tools or question the right step. You move along the path you cleared. You plant each foot with purpose so you do not slip. You keep your eyes up because staring at the floor slows you down. You reach the valve and lock your grip. You perform the shutoff. You turn the handle with force that is firm but not reckless. You keep steady pressure so the valve does not jerk. You breathe once to keep your body from tightening. The flow inside the line begins to fall. The noise shifts. The pressure drops. You feel the moment when the handle reaches its end point. You do not push past that stop. You hold it still. This movement is the difference between a house gaining control or taking damage. You do not lose sight of that. You step back and listen. The room quiets. The floor still carries water, but it no longer spreads. You wait a few seconds so your pulse settles. You remind yourself that this only worked because you knew the valve position before the leak. You created a clean path. You tested the movement. You respected the mechanics of the handle. None of this was guesswork. You built readiness into your routine. You check the area again. You look for new drips or signs of pressure still pushing through. You make sure the valve stayed in the closed position. If the handle has loosened metal or signs of rust, you note that for future maintenance because a weakened valve will fight you during a real emergency. You do not attempt repair. Shut off is your job. Repair belongs to a skilled expert who understands lines, pressure, and code. You walk the path back to dry ground. You study the floor one more time. You picture how the water moved. You think through the seconds you used to reach the valve. You replay small details. These reflections give you more accuracy next time. Panic refuses to take hold when you have rehearsed the work. You close this chapter with one question in mind. When the floor is wet and danger rises fast, can you still reach the valve and close it before the leak overtakes the room? Only your preparation decides that. You own that responsibility every time you study the layout and sharpen your steps. Chapter 2, Gas Shutoff with Immediate Hazard. You move to the gas system with a different level of respect. Water can damage property. Gas can harm people. You treat every step with caution because the margin for error is thin. You start with calm study in daylight when the area is quiet. You walk to the gas meter and stand still for a moment. You take in the layout. You look at the valve. You look at the pipe direction. You want a clear picture burned into your mind long before a real hazard shows up. You kneel beside the meter and examine the shutoff valve. It is usually a rectangular metal piece aligned with the pipe when the line is open. To close it, you know you will turn it a quarter rotation so it sits across the pipe. You do not touch it yet. You only observe its shape and the angle it will need to reach during a shutoff. You check for rust. You check for dirt buildup. You note whether the surrounding area gives you enough space for your wrench. This visual scan builds your readiness. Gas shutoff does not give you time to think through these details while danger is present. You step back and study how you will approach the valve in a crisis. Distance matters. You do not crowd the meter too soon. You stand far enough to keep clear air around your head. You keep wind direction in mind. If the wind blows the smell toward you, you need to adjust so your airway stays clear. You train yourself to move with slow purpose rather than rush steps. Fast movements near gas create mistakes. You install patience into your routine now while there is no threat. You practice using a wrench on the valve while the system is stable. You hold the wrench handle near its base for control. You angle your wrist to avoid slipping. You fit the wrench around the valve gently to learn how it feels. You do not turn it. You stay focused on grip and alignment. This rehearsal builds muscle control so that later, when tension rises and your hand might shake, your body knows how to move without hesitation. You learn the warning signs of a gas leak without entering unsafe zones. You know the smell, heavy and sharp. You know the sound of a faint hiss near the meter or line. You know that dead vegetation near a buried pipe can indicate a problem. You know that flames or sparks anywhere near the system mean immediate retreat and emergency support. You approach each sign with clear rules. You do not touch light switches. You do not use tools that could spark. You do not enter enclosed areas during suspected leaks. These rules keep you alive. You rehearse the evacuation step. Before you even reach for the valve, you move others away from the area. You speak in clear, direct words. You tell them to step back and stay away from the meter. This simple action protects them and gives you space to shut the system down. You cannot work while people crowd your line of movement. You take ownership of that communication now so that your voice stays steady later. You build a mental timeline for crisis. You imagine standing in the yard when a strong gas smell hits the air. You take one breath. You steady your stance. You confirm wind direction. You look toward the meter without stepping into the thickest air. You call out to anyone nearby to move away. You hold your wrench with control. You walk toward the valve with slow steps, keeping distance until you must close in. You reach the valve. You do not rush the movement. You position the wrench carefully. You apply pressure in a single smooth motion. You turn the valve a quarter rotation until it sits across the pipe. You keep the wrench steady until the valve stops. You do not force it beyond that point. You hold your breath for a brief moment so you can hear the shift in the line. When you stop moving the valve, the system shuts. The danger does not vanish, but the source no longer feeds it. You step back the moment the valve is closed. You create distance again so your airway stays clear. You do not stay near the meter to check for improvements. Gas takes time to settle. You know your task is complete, and you respect the limit of your role. You do not investigate. You do not repair. Professionals handle that. You focus on keeping the household safe until they arrive. You stand at a safe point and look around. You check that others remain distant. You check that no one lights anything. You check that no one attempts to inspect the line out of curiosity. You maintain control of the scene with steady presence. Gas emergencies require leadership. You fill that role by staying calm and protecting the space around the shutoff. You reflect on the drill. You think through each step. You recall how the wrench felt. You recall how long it took to reach the valve. You think about the wind and the distance you kept. These details shape your ability to act under real pressure. Preparation is not about memorizing steps. It is about building the discipline to stay steady when fear tries to interfere with your judgment. You close the chapter with a hard truth. Gas hazards punish hesitation. They punish rushed action. They punish inexperience. You remove those weaknesses by knowing the meter, practicing your movements, reading the air, and clearing the area before you touch the valve. Chapter 3. Electrical cutoff when seconds count. You shift to the electrical system with full awareness that speed matters here more than anywhere else. Electricity does not wait. It does not give warnings you can rely on. A spark, a pop, a thin line of smoke from the wrong appliance can shift the room into a threat without delay. Your only safe action is a clean, controlled shutoff. You prepare for that by learning the panel and rehearsing your movements long before heat or noise enters the picture. You walk to the panel during a calm hour. You open the door and let your eyes settle on the breakers. Some labels are clear, some are worn, some are missing. You take time to mark them so you know exactly which circuits feed which parts of the house. You write the words in clear print so anyone else can understand. You look at the main breaker. It sits above or beside the branch breakers. It is the switch that controls everything. You study its shape. You note the direction it flips when you cut power. You do not touch it yet. You build understanding before you build action. You clear the area around the panel. Boxes, old tools, stored chairs, or uneven flooring create hazards during emergencies. You make space so you can reach the main breaker in a straight line without twisting or stumbling. You test the floor for grip so your shoes stay steady. You check that you have enough light to see each switch clearly. You do this now because smoke or sparks later will not give you the visibility you need. You rehearse flipping breakers without touching live components. You keep one hand behind your back to avoid instinctive grabs. You use only the tips of your fingers to touch the switch. You flip a branch breaker off, then on again, giving your body the sense of movement. You do not do this with the main breaker yet. You only practice small motions to build confidence. You keep your eyes on where your fingers go. You do not let them drift near exposed metal. You respect the panel and its limits. You picture a high-stress scene. An appliance hisses. The smell of overheated plastic hits the air. A thin spark jumps near the outlet. You feel the room shift into danger. You know that staying near the appliance is not safe. You speak once to anyone nearby, telling them to move back and avoid the outlet. You keep your path clear as you head to the panel. You do not run. Movement that is too fast near a panel leads to mistakes. You stay focused on each step. You reach the panel and open the door. You do not lean into the space. You stand slightly to the side, so if something arcs, your body stays out of its line. You check the main breaker with your eyes. Smoke may still drift from the other room. You do not wait for the problem to grow. You set one hand behind your back for safety. You keep your movements measured. You take a breath so your body stops shaking. You place your fingers on the main breaker and push it into the off position. You follow the full motion until it stops. You hold your fingers there for a brief moment so the switch settles. You do not allow the breaker to snap back on its own. You guide it with steady force. When the switch lands at its endpoint, the house goes silent. The current stops. The sparks end. The danger drops. You stay still for 2 seconds and listen. You respect the moment when the power leaves the system. You step back from the panel. You close the door slowly so no one tries to flip anything before you allow it. You keep watch over the area because people might panic and try to restore power too soon. You speak clearly and tell them that power stays off until a professional checks the source of the threat. You maintain order with calm authority. Shutting the system down protects the house. Keeping it down protects the people inside it. You perform safe confirmation steps. You check the room where the appliance failed. You stay aware of heat and smoke. You do not touch the outlet. You do not move the appliance. You simply confirm that there is no continuing spark or electrical noise. You keep distance because the system must remain untouched until a trained expert handles the fault. Your role ends at shutoff and visual confirmation. You do not advance beyond that boundary. You think through the seconds that passed. You break down the path you took. You recall the noise of the spark. You recall the moment you opened the panel. You recall how the breaker felt beneath your fingers. Each detail shapes your ability to act with even more precision next time. Preparedness in electrical work is not about courage, it is about control. You build that control every time you practice clean movements. You secure the panel area. You place a temporary note on the door stating that the main breaker is off for safety. This keeps others from flipping it by mistake. You stand with clear posture so anyone who approaches understands that the area remains under protection. You repeat calmly that no switch moves until an expert determines the cause of the fault. You take charge because hesitation and confusion create risk around electricity. You revisit your labeling. You confirm that the main breaker tag is clear and visible. You confirm that branch breakers have accurate names. You reinforce the idea that clarity saves seconds when fire or smoke enters the room. These labels are not decoration. They are survival tools. They guide your hands during a time when panic might cloud memory. You reflect on the full shutoff skill you now hold. Water makes a mess. Gas threatens the air. Electricity burns fast and without warning. This chapter is the point where your preparation faces real pressure. You met that pressure by knowing the panel, keeping your stance grounded, using one hand at a time, staying to the side, and cutting power with one clean motion.